Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business, the morning run continues. I'm Sharad Kutan, Tan Chung Han, and we have on the line Mohsin Aziz, Associate Director at Maybank Investment.
All right, good morning, Mohsin. All right, we got to look at AirAsia and AirAsia Excess numbers. In the first quarter of 2017, both posted passenger growth that exceeded additional capacity. What do you think were the main factors behind those results?
Well, basically, demand into Malaysia has been very strong, the strongest it has been for the past 3 years. And airlines, all the airlines in Malaysia have yet to bring in enough aircraft to cater to this huge demand. So you've seen in the first quarter, AirAsia didn't bring any aircraft, neither did AirAsia X. Malaysia Airlines are on fleet stall for the past 1.5 years. So it was only Malindo that brought some aircraft in, and clearly that was not enough for the entire system. So as a consequence, load factor has grown up very nicely, and that has been pushing the passenger numbers up.
But then the question now is then, can that momentum be sustained for the rest of 2017?
It's just too good to be true. You don't want this situation to be the case because, mind you, the first quarter load factors were near 90% for AirAsia. That means flights were 100% full on the weekend. You probably have some empty seats on the midweeks, you know, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, everything else is full. So that's not really an efficient environment for consumers. It will be very acrimonious. Things are difficult all the time. So a more sustainable number requires load factor to be closer towards 80%. So the country needs more aircraft. We need more capacity. So this is not sustainable, and for a good reason.
All right, besides adding more capacity, you know, AirAsia has certainly gone about its route expansion plans. Is there a particular route that you're most excited about, you know, in terms of earnings growth for AirAsia?
Well, new routes are always an experiment. You have to test the market, see how it goes, and profitability only comes maybe a few months later or sometimes a few years later. But that being said, there's one route that I was very interested on, and that's Kuala Lumpur to Tehran, because this was a route that was doing very well many years ago until it had to be discontinued due to the sanctions. And now that the U.S. sanctions, global sanctions are over, they recommenced that flight. My inkling is it's definitely well-supported, and they would probably be very profitable on that route as well.
What about the flight to the U.S., though, slated for the second half of this year? What's your take on that?
I'm less enthusiastic on that. I mean, quite frankly, how many of Malaysians go to U.S., to be honest? And how many U.S. people actually come to here? It's just too far away. So for me, it's a real big experiment with no track record. And then it's just a shot in the dark. We will never know until it's been tested. So with regards to being optimistic about it, I rather on the cautionary side. Let's wait first, see the data, then we draw a conclusion.
Certainly, but nevertheless, you do have a buy call on AirAsia. And looking at some latest figures here, you know, AirAsia has gained just over 48% so far this year. You know, how much more of an upside do you see here?
Our fair value for the company is closer towards 4, so there's still some upside to AirAsia. And part of the drivers are very strong demand with insufficient capacity. So basically, pricing power is firmly in the hands of the company. AirAsia has pricing power right now. All prices are very, let's not call cheap, but let's just say affordable levels. So that's also helping them with regards to profit growth enhancement. So I think all in all, 2017 is shaping up to be a far better year than what we initially thought it would be.
And then looking at AirAsia X, though, share prices up over 33% so far this year. You've got a hold call on that one. What's the rationale there?
Now, trying to understand AirAsia X is far more difficult. The risk-reward is far much higher. And every difference, every changes in its yields will greatly impact on its bottom line. So what we have seen on long-haul routes all over Asia-Pacific, everybody's been complaining of overcapacity, weak yields, and a lot of those routes coincide with AirAsia X. So bearing that in mind, we think things are kind of tough. Although on the flip side, to their credit, they've been releasing very, very good passenger numbers, load factor numbers. So the real question mark for us is actually yields. Have they been achieving this growth at the expense of yields or not? So up till this moment, we haven't found a real answer yet, and therefore we rather not recommend to be bullish yet. Things are still uncertain.
Thank you. That was Mohsin Aziz, Associate Director at Maybank Investment. Now, on the other line, Han, you speak to Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at London Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.